Now, if you're lucky enough to still be a student or a teacher, chances are you're enjoying those long Easter holidays. And while most children are making the most of their time off school, some 15 and 16-year-olds are back in the classroom, taking part in, would you believe it, Easter school. More than 250 GCSE pupils are studying at the special classes in St Mary's in Belfast this week. And joining us now in studio, Geraldine McAteer from the West Belfast Partnership that runs the initiative, and Jim Stott, who is one of the tutors. Good morning. You're very welcome to the programme here.
Good morning,
Geraldine, first of all, which sort of children are you targeting here with this school?
Well, we're targeting children primarily in the west of the city because it's run by the West Belfast Partnership. And we're looking at children who are about to do their GCSE Maths and English this June, who, particularly in relation to maths, who would be sitting perhaps on a D or an E or in a kind of shaky C, so to speak. And we're targeting them because what we're trying to do is work with the pupils and the teachers to get them over the line and get them their grade C, because it's a passport to so much else.
Have you ever identified a child or a family and thought that child would benefit, but they thought, I don't want to give up my holidays, and chosen not to partake, not to take up the offer?
Well, you know, strangely enough, people are very, very keen to get on to this programme, so much that people would ring up whose children are on a B and they want them to get us an A.
Really?
But in fact, what we do is we contact the schools and we say, will any of your pupils be able to benefit from the Easter school? Do you think if they come along, we could get them up to a grade C? So then it's the schools who nominate them, and the pupils are incredibly keen to get their children to go along. I have to say, the children tend to be very keen as well, because what's very different about this is they mix with children of their own age from other schools. They get to come along in their own clothes, so to speak, their civvies, and they come along to St Mary's University College, where they're actually going into a university environment. They're working there with completely different tutors, and they're also there with the university students who volunteer for the week to shepherd them around and so on. So it's actually gained the reputation of being quite a fun experience. It's quite an important
way. It's social and grown up. Yeah, you can see why they'd be attracted to it. Jim, what sort of class sizes do you have, and how do you get everybody to gel, and what sort of projects do you get involved in?
Well, typically class sizes would be about 10 to 12, which is actually very good. In each class, you would have a tutor. You would also have a classroom assistant, and those classroom assistants will either be a qualified classroom assistant or a trainee teacher from St Mary's University College themselves. The pupils tend to gel together very well, very easily. They're not necessarily from the same school in the class that they go into in the college, and I think that's part of the attraction for them as well, that they like to mix with other people from other schools. They also are quite keen to tell you what areas they need extra support with, so it may be they need a bit of support with trigonometry or a bit of extra support with algebra.
Who doesn't?
But because, again, the classes are so small, and you have a classroom assistant with you, you can then even break it up into small groups. And when they see that they're getting the extra attention themselves, they're very, very keen to work on. I mean, they just soak it up.
Is it 9 to 3:30?
It's 10 to 2:30 each day. They come along from Tuesday to Friday. There's a half-hour break for the lunch, which is a bit hectic, but they all come back to class in time. They're all keen to get back in and do their bit of study. They really see it as a value to them, and they're really committed to it.
Why is there a cost attached to all this, Geraldine? That sounds too good to be true.
There is a cost to it. The charge is, and this is really phenomenal, is £25 for the entire week. You know, in fact, this is a great social justice model that we think we've developed along with the educational community and the parents and pupils, because effectively what we do is we raise money in this instance from the Department of Education that enables us to pay for tutors and some hire of premises. It also enables us to offer these courses at £25 per week. Now, if you think of it, there are some people who can afford to pay that per hour to have their child tutored, particularly in maths, because it is so difficult. But in this way, the children get something like 16 to 20 hours tuition per week, and it's at a £25 cost. I have to say this, though. If we find out from the school that, you know, a child really can't afford or a family cannot afford that cost, that's overlooked. The school know their own families, their own pupils. They know what, generally speaking, in terms of pastoral care, what the income would be, and that's overlooked. Our main aim here, really, is to get the pupils in, to give them assistance, to get them to grade C.
Is this sort of a scheme, something that you think could be rolled out? You mentioned social justice.
We would absolutely love to roll this out to other parts of the city and indeed further afield. I'm really pleased to say that this year we have got continued support from DAE, specifically because we want to roll this model out. We know how well this is done in the west of the city.
Have you established plans? Are you beginning to embark on a different area? Can you give us some ideas to how advanced those are?
What we did do 2 years ago, in fact, when we got some resource, was work with the other four partnerships in Belfast, South, East, North and Shankill. And we looked at doing Easter schools there. In fact, the partnerships maybe had other priorities. For example, you may well know that Shankill has a children young people zone, very much focused on early years. Mm-hmm. But this time around, what we, as I've said earlier, what we've done is we've got some resource to look at the Easter school model and look at, as well as that, twilight classes for GCSE maths, Saturday schools and so on, which we run as well. So our plan from April onwards this year is to work with other communities across the city to see what their need is and to see if we can work in partnership with them to help them develop and establish Easter schools or the, as I say, the Saturday schools, twilight schools in their areas.
All sounds very positive, Jim. Yes. Are you sorry to give up your Easter holiday?
No, not at all. You find it very worthwhile. As I say, Geraldine alluded to it earlier, that it can be a bit of fun as well. It's not... maths would be my area, not English, so it's not maths where I'm standing up at the board and talking to the children. The children are taking part. They are up at the board sometimes. It's really worthwhile when you get the chance to go in and work in really small groups. You know, yesterday, for example, I had three students to the side on their own working on one particular issue that they all had a problem with, and you know, it's rewarded.
Did
that
you overcome
way.
It?
Well, they've overcome it. They did the work. They put the work in. I just directed them and pointed them in the right direction. But
they've
overcome it, yeah.
Oh, there's always a formula. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Great. Lovely to talk to both of you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.